Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa,
Matt,
and Jenna.
We did it, guys.
Holy shit.
We started another show.
What?
People might even hear this one.
Whoa.
Thank you. We'll be here all week.
Yay. Well, maybe. The internet's forever, allegedly.
So, shit.
I've been putzing around on the website, so I'm gradually making it look a little bit like it used to. It's not going to be fully functioned, you know, right away, obviously.
I'll take a look at it.
But it will be the point where, theoretically, tonight I'll go home and work on posting the last, like, four episodes or whatever, five episodes we've got.
Some of those widgets were custom made, also.
So, yeah, for sure. But at this point, all I care about is we'll just post the episodes. We can fill in the rest of the blanks later.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll go from there. So, once I know that those things are actually there and downloadable or iTunes-able, I'll post on the Facebook.
I think the real tragedy here, the part that is going to tear up most people, is the Hall of Internet Champions is gone.
You're probably right, because that was a glorious example of web tomfoolery.
It was.
I might see if I can...
Not only that, but it was also a genuine thank you to all the people who gave it.
Yeah.
This is also true.
That sucks.
Here's... list of people we still have, because Kickstarter keeps all that shit.
Oh.
I could get that same list.
We could rebuild.
We could build better, it better.
Faster.
Stronger.
But I don't want to spend a lot of money.
Harder.
Now we're a fucking Daft Punk song.
All right.
Yeah, no, the list of folks who backed all the Kickstarter is still like a thing I could look at in my Kickstarter history.
Cool.
So we could do that. We may have to do that.
Yeah,
we could check the Wayback Machine to see if we can even see what glory you'd built so that you could try to replicate it. Or maybe it's due for an upgrade. Maybe we should move into 70s chic.
Yes.
If you can find a shag carpeting background, you absolutely have
fuck
to
yes.
Do that.
All right.
Oh my god, we could do the Hall of Internet Champions through the ages.
Ooh, I like this. Because there'd be one with like all the rotating skull gifts and torches, and that's like the medieval one. Mm-hmm. And you could have one with like silk curtains and rugs and stuff, and kind of just like Arabian themed one. We could do all kinds of fun stuff.
And then the 60s is just neon wavy lines.
Yep. And then you can just do like the German one. It's just black background, white text. So,
this is the most efficient.
And now we dance. We're idiots.
Have you seen Hitler with the like? It's different. Hitler. It's a
yeah. Have you seen Hitler
gift.
Recently?
Have you seen him recently? Jesus Christ, guy's got moves. No, it's like a gif of him doing like different, you know, hand gestures and speeches.
Mm-hmm.
But they put like. The glow sticks in his hand, so
oh,
it looks
funny.
Like he's Raven.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's fantastic.
Oh. Thanks, Internet.
There's
right?
a movie that has been flitting across my Netflix like recommended things recently.
Care Bears 3, Stare Down.
Whoa.
Yes.
All right.
Deep.
No, it's I can't remember what it's called. It's like He's Back or something like that. It's basically like Hitler comes back to life in the bunker that he killed himself in.
Oh, God.
And he's mistaken for a stand-up comedian.
Jesus.
What?
I haven't seen it, but it just, like, that's the description. Is Hitler comes back, and everybody mistakes him for this famous stand-up comedian, and so he's suddenly on this whirlwind tour.
He's just working the club
yeah.
tour.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of working things, Salsa, hand me one of those boxes. Yeah, yeah.
Whoops.
Yes. So we're drinking non-alcoholic beverages this month. And I realized as I was about to take off, and I called an audible on this. I don't know what Salsa had planned. We'll just do it next week. But I realized.
Planned.
Well, you pulled some things out of a fridge. That's more than I did. Well, actually, that's exactly what I did.
It's, yeah,
and those things
about
we're about to drink are I finally, finally, this last weekend, got my hands on some goddamn Ecto Cooler. And man, I was talking to my parents about it. It is. Have you guys both had it since it came back?
No.
Did you have it when you were kids?
No.
It is exactly what you're expecting.
Oh, good.
Is you know you have a sense
it
memory
tastes
for
like green slime.
No, it tastes exactly like you remember.
I don't remember.
So
I never
oh,
had it.
I did, and I was just like, "All right, yep, that's it."
Well, make sure before you drink this this fine thing, Salsa, you need to push in the sides of the juice box a little bit to get a whiff out of the straw so that you can smell
I've
it.
I've used a juice box before.
I'm just saying, you want to sniff it before you...
No, it is exactly... this is just my youth writ large.
Oh my God, that is so disgusting.
It is the
saccharine.
80s. The 80s
that,
just
yes.
threw up in my mouth. It
yeah, they did.
It is so goddamn good.
Why does it say only in theaters? Did you buy this in a theater?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
So the boy got introduced to Ecto Cooler last weekend
Oh, his thoughts?
Apparently his thoughts were, I better drink this whole 10-pack.
Oh.
And it was like, finally I was like, dude, stop it. And he's like, what? Like, you're literally about every half an hour going to the fridge to grabbing another Ecto Cooler. I get it. Stop it.
It's important to stay hydrated.
And he's like, it's healthy. I'm like, let me come here. Come to the learning tree.
Oh, God.
It's healthy?
Yeah, because it's juice. And I showed him, like, on the thing where it says less than 10% juice. I was like, what's the rest? I'm like, fucking corn syrup and sadness. Like, it's marketing is what the rest of it is.
Contains pure filtered water, high fructose corn syrup, orange and tangerine juices from concentrate.
It's the tangerine that makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less than 0.5% of natural flavors, citric acid, vitamin C, potassium citrate, yellow number 5, and blue number 1.
Ooh, yeah. Yellow number 5.
That's my favorite.
They
yellow.
Do know that the box is opaque, right?
They do. Apparently, if you get the cans, they change color.
What?
The cans change color?
Yeah. Like when you get them cold or whatever, kind of like some of those
so
beer
So we need
cans
to get some for Lauren.
Yes.
You're right. I believe you mean KY Lauren.
Yes.
What?
Did you not notice that at con?
No.
She was really clever with her conversions badge and put KY Lauren, so Kylo Ren.
Oh, right.
But we all called her KY Lauren because that made her angry.
Oh.
Because we're like, ooh, KY Lauren. She's like, no, Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren. It's a joke. We're like, KY Lauren.
Yes,
right.
It is a joke. And the joke's on you.
I actually really liked it for Kevin, the Kylo Ren.
No, me too. And it's actually really annoyingly funny.
Yeah.
But to his credit, Kevin deciding discretion was the better part of valor. Was like, it was like,
well,
yep.
Well done, Kevin.
He knows exactly what side his bread is.
Ah, the boyfriend laugh.
Oh my god,
it was pretty great. But yeah, he managed to not completely dogpile on that joke while the rest of us did. But
he wanted to.
Oh,
if you have not gone out and found, because it took me literally like I think 3 or 4 weeks to find Ecto Cooler in a store. So if you've not gone out and gotten your Ecto Cooler, I would suggest doing so, especially if you have fond memories of it from the 80s. If you've never had it, it's worth trying once. I don't know that, you know, like a modern palate that didn't grow up on it would ever give a shit, but man, it was like, this is one of those things. It's like having like a Pop-Tart or a Freezy or something like that. Something you had as a kid a lot where you're just like, that takes me back. So yeah, this is delightful for me and a good moment to be able to share with the boy.
Excellent. I never had Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, I like it doesn't have Slimer on the package. That disappoints me.
Yeah.
But that's because
is Slimer in the new movie?
No, I don't believe so.
I thought he made a cameo. I heard he made a cameo.
I haven't seen it yet. He may.
Yeah, me neither.
But my understanding of that is like the rights are tied up in so many different things that, you know, like the name Ghostbusters versus the cartoon Ghostbusters is two different things. And the image they used on the box was the cartoon Slimer from the real Ghostbusters cartoon. Which is probably owned by someone else.
Although it looked like Kate McKinnon was going for the cartoon Egon.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. Hmm. So, none of us have seen Ghostbusters yet?
Nope.
I'm excited to. You guys?
Oh my god, yes.
Really wants to see it. I just didn't care.
I'm excited to see it because I love the idea of taking my boy to a Ghostbusters movie in a theater.
Right.
You know? Like, I got to see Ghostbusters 2 in a theater. The same reason I was excited to go to see The Force Awakens, because I was like, my son gets to see a Star Wars movie in a theater. At the age you should see a Star Wars movie in a theater.
Right.
That's a cool thing. I need to make sure I don't fail as a parent, and we do that. And like, I feel like it's the same thing for Ghostbusters. Plus, I'm assuming it'll be pretty good. And I've heard mostly positive, like 70% good is kind of what I'm hearing, which, that's plenty. That's good enough.
Yeah, one of my friends gave it a B.
Yeah, which is great. Most movies are lucky to crawl their way to a C.
Right.
So, but the big problem I have is just like, I hate crowded theaters.
Wow.
So I could have gone to see it just this last weekend, a couple days ago, but it would have been in a sold out or near sellout theater. So I'm going to wait until I have the boy 2 weeks from now.
It just doesn't.
And by then it ought to mellow out a bit.
Like, oh my God. I will probably see it when it comes out on Netflix, but I'm...
I feel like this one's worth more of an effort than that for me.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm also not somebody who goes to movies very often.
Nor do I, but yeah.
Sure.
But I just...
I still definitely want to see this one in the theaters.
And I'm sure it was very well done. I just... My so much of this is based on nostalgia, and that just doesn't work on me.
I mean, there's some nostalgia, but it's also like, that's a fucking stellar cast. Like,
yeah,
if they were doing a movie that wasn't called Ghostbusters, I'd want
to
see this movie.
I'm going to say, you guys,
some of it is
I am going to say, I really want to see this in the theaters because it is an all-female cast. I hear it's one of the most non-sexist movies about women, or involving women even, that has been made. And I really feel like my money needs to go to that.
I would like to see this be like another Bridesmaids. You know, that was an amazing movie.
Was it?
I loved Bridesmaids. That was great.
I actually didn't like it all that much.
Oh, I loved it.
Okay, I will say this. I would like Bridesmaids if Jenny McCarthy hadn't gone full retard.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
I thought that might be where you're going,
yes,
but I wanted to double check.
Yes, Melissa McCarthy. Like, Melissa McCarthy was amazing in, like, the Gilmore Girls, mm-hmm. and then, like, the first season of the sitcom she was in, and then she just kind of started going Adam Sandler-y, and just got more and more of a caricature of herself.
See, I like that, though. I like the occasional complete spell. I like Chris Farley movies. Like, yeah. I can totally get on board for that. Yeah.
That's just not what I like.
I can get on board with it. There were points that she was just not good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's not that she did it that bothers me as much as that she wasn't doing it consistently well.
But yeah, that would be my bar for this movie. If it's like, if I enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed that, dope. If it happens to be a Ghostbusters movie as well, neat.
I did go and see The Secret Life of Pets. And the reason I did that...
Okay.
No idea what that is.
It's a kid's movie.
Ah.
The reason I did that is because I took my daughter.
Yeah.
Is it the first movie she's seen in the theater?
First movie she's seen in the theater.
How'd that go?
It was wonderful.
And she's three?
Three. She just turned
three.
That's
good first movie
a few days ago.
Age, yeah.
Yeah, it's Secret Life. It's basically Toy Story, but with animals.
Sure.
You know, you've got your animal who is awesome, and then another animal comes to live with them and is, you know, kind of a doof, and it's like, this is my human, not your human. Go away. And then they try to get each other kicked out of the house. They both get kicked out of the house, and they got to try to find their way home. So it's Toy Story.
Yeah, essentially Toy Story.
But, you know, cartoon animals running around. Louis C.K. is the voice of the main character.
No, interesting.
Oh, nice.
Was her reaction to that?
She enjoyed it a lot. She spent the first half of the movie in her own chair with, you know, popcorn and orange juice. And then she started to get sleepy. And so, like, spent the rest of the movie in my lap.
Yeah. But I feel like the first few movies that kid goes to, they rarely make it all the way through the movie on their own.
But like, she sat on my lap, but she was still, like, by the end of it, she was still watching it.
That's good.
She really enjoyed it. So that was fun.
Nice.
It was... the movie was meh, but...
Sure. Was that a DreamWorks?
Who did the Minion movies?
DreamWorks.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Same people who did that.
I was going to say, that doesn't quite sound like Pixar level, so I'm guessing it's DreamWorks. Like, that's usually where I go. Like, Pixar would have done something a little more. So.
I miss Don Bluth.
Yeah.
Those were great movies.
Yeah.
Secret of Nim, All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Megan brought over a DVD for a movie.
Anything with Dom DeLuise.
Right? Him as that owl. it's called Wizards. Is that it?
Yeah.
Which I'd never even heard of.
Oh, really?
But she had a t-shirt of it, and I was like, what the fuck is that about? Because she had, oh, no, what it was. She had a parody t-shirt of Wizards, where instead of the red-robed assassin, it's Deadpool.
Oh, nice.
On that weird little creature. And I was like, what the fuck is that about? Is that like a Deadpool like thing? I never heard of. What? And I had no clue what it was. And she's like, I have the DVD. So she's brought it over. I've not watched it yet. It's been sitting on my mantle, like... Sometime when I have the time to sit and watch a full length movie,
yeah, Wizards is,
I'll watch it. But yeah, she's like, it's yeah. I was like, she's like, you might not like it. I'm like, better. I would much rather watch something I have a chance of hating because it means like I'd have a chance of actually caring about it as opposed to kind of going meh the whole way through.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
I made a realization yesterday that I think all of the cell phone carriers in the country right now are shitting themselves with happiness.
Okay, I was going to say, is this tinfoil hat time? No, that's broadly common knowledge, yeah.
Because...
the Pokemans?
Pokemon Go. Think of how many people are out there using data.
Yeah. Well, is it T-Mobile that started doing the free data for Pokemon?
Something like that.
I think T-Mobile
did. Yeah. Although they have a tendency to cap theirs after two...
couple gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I already, yeah, I mean, I already have the unlimited data, so I'm basically just using more of their services for the same amount of money.
I'm still.
And if you have unlimited, that's fine. But like, I mentioned last week, I started playing Ingress. And, you know, same thing. You go out and...
I mean, it's literally the same thing. Exactly. It's just another Pokemon skin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I played Ingress like 3 years ago, and I was just like, oh.
Yeah. It's something to do while I'm out and about, when I'm taking a walk, trying to lose some fat. But I did get an email from, you know, it was like, your data minutes are up to 90% of this billing period. And I was like, wow, that's... We never use that. Oh, the game, right?
Yep.
And I was like, oh, these Pokemon players running around are using up...
Oh, a lot of data.
Yeah,
and, and every single one of those players who got that little, you can get more data for $10 a month, yeah, went, yes!
Yeah, if 1% buy it, that's a ton of money. It's like
huge.
The, yeah, it's I don't remember if I mentioned this last week, but, like, you know, I'm not playing, all my coworkers are. My, my Potbelly store is a gym, so every customer in line is playing Pokemon. The T-Mobile store across the hall usually gets to take it over because they don't do anything but play on their phones all day. And then people pop in, like the security guards also hang out near our store now to try to take over the gym. And so, like, it's been really fun, though, to be able to, like, go, oh, and, like, hear, like, you know, Eric or Seth or someone having a conversation and know within a sentence if I should just walk away because it's irrelevant. Because sometimes it's like, oh, man, no, it was great. Like, this is a cool show and, like... You know, the lights and everything. I'm like, oh, this could be, like, they're talking about a movie. This could be they're talking about a TV show. They could have been a concert they went to.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been all these different things. Odds are I won't know it or care. But there's a possibility. And now all I have to hear is, like, Pokey. I'm like, ugh. And I just turn around and walk away because I'm like, I don't care. And, you know, again, you know, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. If you're into Pokemon Go, great. I just don't. Because, like I said, like, it is exactly Ingress. I played Ingress for a little bit and went, this is boring. I don't want to play this anymore. And so the fact that they put a Pokemon Go skin on it doesn't make me want to play it anymore because I don't give a shit about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Do it if you do it. You know, that's awesome. Yeah. But I just kind of go, eh. But that means almost every conversation at work now can be ignored whole cloth because that's all anyone talks about except for my GM, who's also like, are you playing that Pokemon thing? I'm like, nope. And just instant high five. And now he and I still talk to each other about good things like beer. So it's been
It's been a divider with me trying to take better care of myself. So we'll see in a couple months when, you know, when it's too cold to walk around outside.
Right.
If I still keep doing it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it's like you could still take that and go to, you know, Ridgedale and Mall of America or
whatever. No, but then you can capture Snokemon. Never mind.
It's too bad that you can't hear us blinking as we stare at Jenna going,
get it? Because Snokemon?
Ingress?
I mean, maybe not you specifically.
Yeah, I meant the grander you.
Yeah, the royal you.
The great.
I don't care about
you.
Other people.
Yeah, well,
there is
that's
no royal
you. That's become abundantly
you.
Clear. Goddamn.
Oh, the other thing is my wife and I started watching the Shannara series.
Okay. Oh, well, that's right. I heard there is a series of that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading the books like in my early 20s and finding them kind of dumb.
I read those books when I was like 12 or 13.
It seems like the ideal age.
And
Yeah.
Because
they're stupid, if I remember right. Am I wrong, or is the main wizard's name Al-Anon, which is really funny?
Why?
Because it's the name of a group where people that are family and friends of people that are in Alcoholics Anonymous go to meet and hang out. That's called Al-Anon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
I think this precedes
So
that,
I couldn't
though.
Get that. No. No, Alcoholics Anonymous started in the 50s.
So, these books seem like they were written in the 50s.
They are very old school. Yeah, but they're pre, like, world-building fantasy. They're, like, not... They're pre-George R. R. Martin or Wheel of Time or...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have an older flair.
Very much so.
Yeah, to me, it felt very 70s, but I could
No, they are absolutely very 70s. And that's... But again, you know, I was seriously 12 or 13 years old when I first read them. And so I have very fond, like, those were my childhood books. It was like The Hobbit, the Shannara series, and like the Belgariad.
I think I read, like, what, Sword of Shannara, and then the second
Swords,
one...
Elfstone's Wish Song.
I think I read... I might have stopped somewhere in Wish Song.
Okay.
And just kind of was like, eh.
And then there was... a kind of a follow-up that was four books long. You know, the first three books are kind of a generation, and then the next four books are one.
What's the What's the venue for the show? What's it on?
Netflix.
Oh, interesting. Well, maybe I'll check it out.
But that's yeah, they're on Netflix. But the thing is I read the books a long time ago. They're part of my literary childhood. Rader Lee has never read them.
Mm.
And we're watching the Netflix series together and both enjoying it a great deal.
Interesting. I'll check it out.
Because it is visually gorgeous. And it's very well done. And even though they don't follow the books perfectly, because...
Because you can't.
You can't. Nor should you. Yeah. Anybody who goes, oh, they didn't follow the book perfectly, fuck you. You can't follow a book perfectly if you're showing it on a visual medium. It just doesn't work.
Right.
But, you know, and I do spot those changes, but they work.
Sure.
You know, and it's... I'm enjoying it a great deal. I really am.
The one I just started on Netflix that I think Team Glover pimped to me was Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. The Stephen King?
Nope, just no. Looks like it. It
oh,
is
I thought it was
the,
actually...
It is the 80th Stephen oh. Kingiest... Like,
I thought I heard Stephen King.
No, but I think because they basically use the font from like Night Shift for the title and everything. But like, it, to my knowledge, it's not actually a Stephen King anything.
Okay,
but it is the most 80s like plucky group of kids adventuring supernaturally, goofy weirdo stuff happeningy, odd Winona Ryder presence having, like it's I don't know I'm only like two episodes deep, but it's like. This scratches a certain itch.
So it's like Stand By Me meets Edward Scissorhands.
Kind of. It's somewhere between Goonies, E.T., like Super 8. Mm. All those things where like a group of kids are put in actual dangerous situations that you normally wouldn't see done in movies now. But they're all dorks. Like, someone praised the movie for being like, this is one of the most hideous casts I've ever seen because they're all just goofy-ass looking kids.
Oh, wow.
That are actually like 12. And you know what? Awesome. That's like how the Bad News Bears worked and right. Goonies. Like those are actual young dorks.
Yep.
And they actually did that. They didn't cast people that are 4 years too old for the characters they're playing that have already kind of like started to pubertize and clearly aren't going to turn out to be homunculi. So it's interesting. I'm only a couple episodes deep, so I can't give it like a full ringing endorsement, but I will say like I'm really digging it because this hits mm-hmm. that sweet spot of a type of movie that I don't feel like gets made anymore.
Sure.
Which is something I was just bitching about on Horror Show Hot Dog. We'd watched something, and I was like, God, like, we need these weird movies that are this kind of action-adventure run with some scariness to it that used to be what was a PG or PG-13 movie, and now it either gets dumbed down to G or punched up to R. They don't quite exist in that middle realm because it'll give kids nightmares. It's like, I think a few nightmares is okay when you're a kid. You know, I got to see some cool shit. Like, I got to see Temple of Doom and have a few nightmares, and that's all right. You know, like, that was awesome.
Labyrinth.
Yeah, I didn't see that till I was older. But yeah, same idea. Dark
Labyrinth.
Crystal. Dark Crystal gave me some nightmares.
Dark Crystal, yeah. Those ones gave me a few nightmares.
But like, that, you know,
nope.
Never-ending story.
Nope.
Like, that's some
Labyrinth
shit.
Did a completely different thing for me.
Yeah, that's, we can throw that chair out. So.
Did anybody else just get a weird pedophile vibe?
Nope. Just you.
Nope.
You fucking pervert.
Yep.
Anything else you want to hit before we take a break?
I got plenty of stuff to hit, but we can do it after the break.
Cool.
That's fine.
Okay, let's take a break.
Cool.
We'll be back in just a second.
To the Jenna Show. If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback at aonpodcast.com.
Excellent.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Rader Lee for a brief moment.
Yay!
Yay!
Give me one moment in time.
Now, I hope that you're Rader Lee for a bit longer than that.
Dude.
Nope. Not blowing this. I'm blowing this coop.
Yep.
No,
gonna become Rain Dance Moonbeam.
Whoa.
Sugar Plum Fairy.
She's all fueled up on Ecto Cooler now.
I just slammed an Ecto Cooler. It was awesome.
What Ecto Cooler does is it makes you a hippie. What?
It does. It got powers.
It's green.
It's supernatural.
Yeah. It's like the. Okay, we're not
I don't think
talking
it's actually
hippies
green.
And like granola hippie here. So we're talking like actual hippies, like LSD,
oh,
all the way
for sure.
Hippies. Those are the River
for
Beat
sure.
Boom Dance people.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And I'm just feeling, groovy, man.
Yeah,
I'm just
she's one
right
with the
now.
Universe.
Mm-hmm. I'm chill. I just survived three-year-old's birthday party, part deux, and...
Oh, God.
We're good.
How was that birthday party?
It was a really fun time, actually. Yeah? It was at a park, and it was shady enough that it was actually, like, fairly decently cool. And
nice. The weather's good.
The kids were great, and...
And it's a brand new park, so there wasn't any, like, jagged metal or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, that's always good.
Aww.
Yeah, so the kids could just run around. We had a couple close calls with kids almost getting hit with swings. But
as kids are wont to do, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Right.
It's pretty good.
It was good times. Yeah, it was good times. There was cupcakes, and she was very specific. So our daughter wanted a tree cupcake cake with pink leaves and a blue house and a white sign. And she has said these same three things for over a month.
What did the sign say?
Well, there you go, then.
She didn't actually say what she wanted on the sign, so I just had it say happy birthday, Lilibeth.
Okay, that's
so,
good.
Yeah. But,
good call.
Yeah, for months, every single time we would ask her, same answer.
Yep.
Kids are weird.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she got.
You know? But it also works really well for me, because it means I'm not trying to, like, do something crazy the last minute. I can just be like, hey, what do you want to wear for Halloween, like, a month beforehand, and actually make it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be awesome.
No, I don't want to be that thing I told you about a month ago that you made.
Well, too bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
You get the candy either way. Shut up.
Yes, exactly.
Children.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Aren't they lovely? That's all my life, apparently. How about you guys? What are you guys, like, you know, into and up to? And
actually, Jessa had a birthday party over the weekend.
That's right.
For Jessa. Oh,
that's a birthday.
My God. Right.
Because, like, Nick's was last weekend. Like, lots of people know it.
Well, that's because it's cold in the winter.
I was going to say, the amount of pregnant to the point of popping women that come into work in the last month.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like,
nope.
Yep, we're right about that far out of winter.
Yep.
It's really funny how obvious it becomes. Yep.
Mm. And
somewhere between
October,
July and September, everybody starts shitting out kids.
Yeah. It's no, we really all got pregnant in October.
Yeah.
All around in October, and then all of a sudden,
On my birthday.
Yep. Woo! So Jessa being no exception.
Huh?
Jessa being no exception to that.
She's exceptional, but not in that way. Yeah. So, what? I gotta say nice things about my daughter. Barf. It's in the contract. So, she made me
only
sign a contract.
She's
really smart.
Yeah, only until she's 18.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, two more
when
years.
When did she become a notary?
She got the little stamper thing.
Same time I got that degree in TV VCR repair.
Yes.
Notary.
Oh, that's very different.
Yes. So, anyway, no. She turned 16.
Woo!
And we had a birthday at the Fantasy Flight Games Center.
Which is about as good a location as you could pick.
And fucking brilliant, because I didn't have to supply, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Especially for her, and I didn't have to supply any extra entertainment or anything. They have their little games library. They just kept going back and getting new games to try out.
Someday.
I think we mentioned having gone there, like, when we did, like, a PowerPoint karaoke or some shit.
Yeah.
But goddamn that place. If that's your thing, like...
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Like, that is a mecca for all that nerd tabletop shit.
Yeah, no. I have friends who go there all the freaking time who
I totally get
know
it.
People who work there, like, they don't like, these are friends that are outside of the circle of friends I know that work there. These are just like, I'm a tabletop gaming nerd and I love it.
Why would you go anywhere else?
Exactly. Right. They're like, this is where I live now.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I could go someplace where people have some of these things.
Yeah.
Or I can go to a place where not only they have all these things, but they produce some of these things.
Right.
Also beer.
And also beer. And, like, and it's a cool place. And
really
I would do that if I could. If I had that time, heck yeah. I'd be there every day.
Like a decade.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was the source. That's where people went to play games. And now it's fantasy.
Well, but not, because now it's a thing the size of a fucking gymnasium.
Yeah.
So was it just wall-to-wall nerdy gaming from start to finish?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We did the cake and presents thing, and I was ridiculously proud of the cake.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it. It looked pretty awesome.
Oh, my God.
I must have missed it.
Huh?
I didn't see
that. Oh, my God. Okay, so we had it at a game center, so I made her a D&D cake.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, you can get little, basically, like, icing stickers. Like, it's just, like, a piece of paper that's icing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That has an image on it.
Yeah.
And you just stick that on the top of the cake.
Did you make her roll for initiative when she wanted to cut the cake?
No. Oh, I cut the cake.
And if you roll a really 1, good. You get like a butter knife. Oh. If you roll a 20, you get a samurai sword.
Yes.
No, if you roll a 1, you get like one of those little itty bitty like toothpick daggers or something like that.
Oh, no, yeah. And if you roll a 20, you can just use your hand.
Yeah.
Just
yes.
Mod. Yeah.
You just get the whole cake, actually. You roll the natural 20.
Yeah, you get to tell everyone to fuck off.
Yep.
And you eat your goddamn cake by yourself.
You can have the cake.
But they have to watch.
That's a pretty dope cake right there.
Yeah.
So next year. No.
So yeah. I got a dragon.
As you do.
With some, like, adventures in the foreground.
Cool.
Basic type thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looked really cool. Mm-hmm. But then I decorated the edges with a whole bunch of dice.
Awesome.
And in there was also a complete pinkish-purplish dice set.
Oh.
So...
Nice.
Yeah, so, now she has a
complete set. She had to, like,
set.
Lick off all the icing from her dice to actually get the dice set.
She was
set.
Really upset about that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm mm-hmm. sure, yeah.
Actually, as a person who... I like a little bit of icing in my life, but not, like, a heck... crap ton, a metric ton of icing in my life.
Sure.
So that would have been like, oh god, so much icing. I'm just gonna go wash these.
But then all the other dice are hers too. It's just that she also has that complete set, so.
That's cool.
Yeah. You can get a pound of dice on Amazon for like $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not shocked, but that's awesome.
Oh, that's a dope cake. Well done.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe we can share that picture.
Yeah.
But then,
that's way too many dice, though.
So that's what I did Saturday.
That's a lot of goddamn dice. I'm just picking broken teeth.
It really is. Well, everybody was smart enough to not... I mean, it's not like
not
this
me.
Was for three-year-olds.
Matt was not there.
Just saying.
Okay, so the party wasn't for three-year-olds or Matt.
Yay! All of these dice are made out of sugar except one.
One.
Oh,
God. The one that's smart
Matt's
enough
not
to see the shiny on it.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah, right?
Mm. No, actually, that's when you try rolling all of the dice to see which one actually rolls.
Oh,
well.
It's like spinning an egg or something to find.
Yeah, basically.
The cake.
And it, no.
No, you take it off the cake and you can lick it. And
yeah,
you're
well,
like, oh, this actually tastes like sugar,
Matt
or this tastes like plastic.
With you at all.
I.
Whoa, whoa, dude, man.
So that was all day on Saturday.
Sugar dice roulette. That's my new
lens. And then. Right. On Sunday, I started the day off. I left my house at 8:30 in the morning. I had a 9 o'clock fight rehearsal.
Woo!
I had a noon drum rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 3 o'clock dance rehearsal. And then from 5 to 8, I was running auditions for Masquerade at Bernard's.
Hey, oh, I auditioned cool. for that show.
Yeah, you did. I saw you there.
That was really good. Was good.
Have I seen you 3 days in a row now? There. Gross.
Yes, you have. Gross. I didn't realize that either.
Ew.
No.
So yeah, Sunday, like, I left at 8:30 and I got back at 9:30.
Hmm.
It was ridiculous.
Oy. Well, yay, you made it.
Yeah, and then...
And all those are good, awesome things. Like, way to be, like, artistically productive and wear many hats and stuff. Rehearsal and audition processes are part of the process. We can call that part of production.
Yeah. I just don't know if that's something you should praise, like, that much ridiculousness.
Well, okay, I mean, if I don't praise you, what else, other options are there? Crying in a corner? You know, I mean...
I don't cry in a corner.
That's
oh, sad.
My job.
No.
Right?
No, I mean, if I don't praise, like, way to be awesome and, like, you know, artistically awesome and, like, doing a lot of things, or, like, if you don't feel like you should be praised for that, I mean, should I tell you to go cry in a corner? Because you're doing so much? Because I don't think that's healthy
I feel
either.
Like we should just always give everybody the option. Like, listen. Know that I love and respect what you're doing, or go cry in a corner. Up to you.
I'll love you either way, but yeah.
I'm, but you know what? I'm asking you to do one of those two things right now.
Yeah.
There's no third option.
Accept
so,
this praise.
Or go cry in a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Well, you know, you're giving people choices in life, you know, and I respect your choices, Matt.
But there you
hopefully
go.
Those choices
which
go
means
cry in a
I now have to accept this praise or go cry in a corner. Fuck. This actually solves a lot of problems for me. I hate having to make decisions.
You know, when
I'm
I
sorry.
Spring that one on terms of disagreement, there's going to be a lot of confusion.
Right? Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad I could help you all in your, you know, decision-making choices. We're
figuring out life.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. So I'm a teacher.
Excellent.
That's what I help.
Yeah.
That's how people do.
So now, did you end up leaving with a backpack full of games, or did you manage to play games and put games back?
I managed to only purchase 2 games.
That's not bad.
One of them was a purchase for Jessa for her birthday.
As you'd expect.
Okay, yeah.
It was, we didn't play test this Legendary.
Oh.
Yes, that's a thing that exists.
I'll admit, that's a good clickbait
name.
Yeah. Well, really, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they don't have
like
many
of
versions of Let's We Didn't Play Test This, but yeah, there's the original one, and then there's, like, I don't know, one other themed one, and then there's Legendary. And the cards, Because, you know, it's all about you just draw the card and whatever the card it says does it. They have options for some of them. And
are
as
they
you
accept the praise, or
yes, oh my god, that totally would be. But yeah, so as you pick each of the options, you cross them off, and then the final option is the one that that card sticks with.
Oh, that's cool.
So that introduces kind of a little bit more of that legendary aspect to
it. Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah. They also have some fill in the blanks and things like that. But yeah,
sure.
Let's go Chronicle.
What was the other one?
The other one was this silly little thing that I found called Ninja Cube. It's
a
ninja dice game.
Things. Yeah.
All of these
so far, two things I like.
And I haven't
It's like zombie dice, which the boy got, and I was like, yes.
Right. Oh, zombie dice is amazing.
It's a fun game.
But, so, yeah, basically, you roll the dice, and where the dice land is important to the flow of the game.
Oh, like physically where they are.
Yeah, like physically where they land.
That sounds cool.
Right?
There's a ruler involved.
No.
Interesting.
Like, I mean, not that I'm aware of.
I mean, that's good.
Is it a proximity thing, or is it a...
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
She's not a ninja.
Not a ninja.
And
well,
if she was, she couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Where'd she
ninja.
Go?
I'm Jin Ninja,
that's,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
fuck,
true.
That's an old poll.
Sauce is into old things. Well, no, never mind. I'm going to go back on that one. Excuse me.
Yeah.
What? Enough.
You didn't catch it.
Just,
you're fine. Just
speak
over your head.
Don't worry, you're pretty well ahead.
Wondering where you were going.
Why do you keep
you
going?
Like antiquities, why, Romans, why you, and like, Greeks, and things like
dudes.
That.
And old people.
Yeah.
Apparently.
old references to old things. That's what, okay. But you made me say it, and then I was...
Barf.
Okay, that was a step too far. But... so many birthdays.
Yeah, I managed to go to none of these. I'm pretty great.
Well done. It's because you're coming to my epic golden birthday in 2 weeks.
Maybe?
Isn't
that like, right in the middle of Fringe?
That.
What?
Isn't that right in the middle
no,
of Fringe?
No, it's the weekend before.
Weekend before Fringe.
Psycho Susie's the weekend before Fringe.
Ooh.
You need to drink.
Yeah.
Wait, oh so like, we're talking God, like yes. 2 weeks from this last weekend?
Yeah.
The weekend I have the boy?
The 30th.
That's, okay. Is it the Saturday or the Sunday?
Saturday.
Yeah.
The
night I have the boy.
It's, well, you can come to Minnehaha Falls.
That I could do.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, but, you know.
Yeah, and we're just catching the tail end of my dry month, so she gets a silver cap.
Yay!
Because it totally makes up for the 18
Not that you
months
wouldn't do
that,
that anyway
I've had
because
as a sober
you love
cab,
her.
Right?
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Right?
She says it's just a little bit too much invective.
No, it totally makes
it's
up
weird
for
how she get your one eye to twitch like that.
I'm talented. I'm a more talented performer than any of you even realize.
Dun, dun, dun.
I realize because I have cast you before.
It's true.
Ma'am.
It's true.
I know someday. How much talent you got.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. A curtsy.
It's way more than salsa. Just
yes.
In case
okay,
anybody
well, yeah.
thought
well,
that was even a possibility.
She has never cast me in anything.
Jenna or your wife?
Yes.
Both.
But I was a stage manager for Jenna once. But
it's true.
Have I ever cast you in anything?
I don't think so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Still got
be.
It.
Seeing as you've only done one show.
But to be fair, Salsa, you've never auditioned for me.
There is also that.
Yeah, I was going to leave that part out. Mm. To be fair, the one show I have auditioned before got in.
Wait, what?
Huh.
Mystery.
You've auditioned once in your lifetime?
I've auditioned since, like, elementary school, yes.
Huh.
I've auditioned for one show.
I think I've auditioned 4 times.
I haven't
wow.
And I got a
yeah.
3
no,
out of 4.
I have a tendency to think that I don't audition for things, but holy shit, you guys.
No, I've auditioned for 4 things, and I think I'm 3 out of 4.
Wow.
I'm
yeah.
for one.
I audition way too much.
Yep.
I'm not even going to talk about how often I audition and don't get in. And
here's
compared
the thing.
To the ones I do get in.
Start a comedy company with your friends and
right?
then they just ask you to be in
shit. No, I got my husband to do that for me.
That's
so,
true, yeah.
That,
true.
Yeah.
Then he has
hey,
to go to meetings.
Well done.
Yeah. He's got to go to the meetings. He's got to do all the nitty-gritty work. And I can be like, hey, things like Young Notions. I like that. I'm going to go audition for Jenna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And and when I'm done with grad school, I'll be doing other things. I may even throw my hat in the ring for like directing shit. And
nice,
because I really actually I'm really good at that. I'm gonna be directing Othello. Like I direct actual plays and shit.
Yeah, not our silly shit.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Hell
I like
yeah,
this idea.
I like it too.
Some
of you though.
Speaking of directing plays and auditioning for things and doing plays,
yeah,
it's that time of year.
Oh, which oh is, God, it is.
I'm going to say, is it the second most annoying part of the year next to the Renaissance Festival if you don't live locally?
Or possibly Die Laughing, although we maybe, at least stream,
but at least
that's
that stream.
One.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So like,
this is where for the next 3-4 weeks, we're just going to talk about the Fringe Festival a lot. And if you don't live here,
FringeFestival.org.
You should like come and stop by and come see it because it is actually pretty awesome.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. Get your new lungs out here, I know, would you? Like, Jesus,
I,
fuck.
I can't go places. My lungs are broke. Well, now they're not. So
yeah.
Either come with something new.
Come here to Minnesota. We'll fuck them up again.
Yeah.
Now she's got to get a kidney.
No, she's going to show up in like February and they're just going to like crystallize. And she's
No,
it's Salsa's fault. He said it first.
Ah.
Nice. I mean, I'll lament her death.
We'll Moscow on the hill.
Fix it with vodka.
Whoa, yes. AONCon?
Yeah, whenever Katie actually gets here is when we do the first AONCon.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Isn't it great?
Right? Katie, please come. You can come crash in our house.
Yeah, we figure once we have someone that makes it all the way from Australia, it's worth having a big party.
Yeah.
So that will be the one where we go, fuck it, let's see what we can do.
A lot of vodka at Moscow.
Yeah,
not that we don't appreciate our Canadian visitors.
Not that we won't go drink vodka at Moscow on the Hill anyway.
Well, yeah.
Not that you won't go drink Moscow on the start over. Not that you won't go drink for, you know, any reason.
And we will absolutely accept anybody who wants to come and drink with us, but the letter of the law has been laid down that Katie is the one who
she determines when AON happens. Yeah.
AON con. You can't be an official AON con without Katie.
We can have meetups, we can have get togethers, which we've done, and those are great, and we love everybody that participates in those.
You should do another one of those.
We could have pre AON con meetings.
That's true, because we're going to have to plan them.
Yeah, planning sessions.
By tasting vodka.
Yes.
Well, you should. Which are the good ones?
Right?
All of them in Moscow on the Hill.
Aren't these called, like, strategy meetings?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a tax write-off.
We might have to have some breakout groups.
Yeah.
Some subcommittees.
There definitely needs to be, like...
Did we mention that at con we decided that taking a sip out of your flask was consulting your staff?
Yes.
Did we talk about that? Yeah.
That was fantastic.
There'll be a lot of staff consulting.
A lot of staff meetings.
Yeah.
We can all be department heads.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Can I pick my department?
Or committee
heads. Oh, okay. What departments are we doing?
Can I be a department head of badassery?
Oh, I want to be ways and means.
Ooh.
Yeah, mysterious.
Can I be the safety liaison?
Yes.
Yes.
You can hold all the safety meetings you like.
Yes, please.
Because we're Rennies.
I'll be Minister of the Exchequer.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Sure.
You just gave him all the money, right?
No, he's the Exchequer.
Yeah. You know how much money we have?
Yes,
like
almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
blame for the fact that we have no money.
It might be enough to let me do laundry.
Yeah.
So Fringe.
Mm.
We did the Fringe preview was last night.
Yeah, it was just last night.
It was just last night.
There was booze involved. Yeah.
Fringe preview is for those of you that have never gone to a Fringe festival, or maybe some of them don't do this, but in Minnesota, the Fringe festival does a night where they do I believe it's 30 different shows get the opportunity to do a preview of their show. You get 3 minutes, and they mean 3 minutes. They are hardcore about that, which is part of the fun.
Yeah,
and. It is, as far as I can tell, basically randomly chosen after an initial sign-up, I think. They kind of say, I'd like to do it, and they kind of just take a bunch of folk. And so it could be goddamn anything.
Yep.
And Minnesota, as we've mentioned
like
before, is a non-juried Fringe show where they just draw, you know, like doing bingo. Mm-hmm. They just draw, like, numbers out of a hat. And if you get in, you get in. It doesn't matter if you have any experience or if you're just, you know, my
or
favorite
talents.
Shows sometimes are people, it's just like one man's mental illness writ large on the stage.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
There's also wildly talented people. And also sometimes those wildly talented people don't get in because whatever, like Levi Weinhagen, who we have talked about many times on the show.
Yeah.
Part of the board. Yeah. For the Fringe.
Part of the board for Fringe and like five
picked.
Different theatrical pies.
Yep. And just like, nothing. Just didn't get to do it. And he's just like, there's your proof. It's fucking random. God damn it. It's just like, way to go, Levi.
I know. You take this opportunity like, oh, this is the first time I like maybe have free time in the fall.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. And so we went to that. My show did a preview. Jenna's show, Pandas, did a preview. Did your other show do one as well?
No, the other show did not. Okay, theirs is next Monday, although I won't be there. So.
Gotcha.
Which is also what I love about Fringe is like hearing all the people like, oh, which show, like my 10 shows I'm involved with. And you're like just watching them try to like make the spreadsheet of calendar times where you're like, okay, 5 minutes between this show and this show.
The weird Tetris of show and food
okay,
and sleep.
Well, if I leave here now, I can eat a sandwich while I run to this theater across this side.
If the bus driver lets me eat on the bus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the, I believe I'm the record holder for the most number of productions that I was involved with.
Seven. Yeah.
Not number of shows that I was performing in, however. Yeah. I think that's Jen Scott.
I think so.
I think
you're right.
That seems like
they had a bring your own venue and they just did it.
They went bonkers.
All the fucking time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, even then, like there were two of the shows I was involved with were improv shows, and that's the only way I could make that happen.
Yeah,
there's only so much you can memorize.
Right.
Yeah. So we went to the preview last night where, again, people get 3 minutes. Some people do an excerpt from their show, which is like what my group did. Other folks do kind of like an advertisement where they're like of the feel or vibe of the show, but not necessarily anything you'd actually see in the show. I actually kind of like that format better. Mm-hmm. I think that's really smart. Your show did a mix, which was, I think, perfect.
No, actually, that is almost 100% from the show.
Right.
Except for one line at the end.
But like the playfulness of that like comes off. Like you know, unless you've seen it, you think Duck is just bullshitting with you.
Yeah.
Because it is so conversational. And so like me watching it, I was like, oh, smart. They picked that bit. They picked that bit. And then there's the gag at the end, which I really like because that fit perfectly for the preview. But I would imagine the other people sitting there just went, oh, Duck just talked.
Yeah.
And then other people interjected funny lines. And it's like, nope, that's a well-oiled machine right there.
Yeah.
Like, that's very
Look,
well
when
done.
You're doing a remount, you've already got that shit prepped. You don't want to put extra work into it.
And which we should mention that the show we're talking about that you are remounting.
What? Caucasian Aggressive Pandas and Other Mulatto Tales?
You might have heard us sploosh all over this show when it was a new show back in October.
November.
Yep. Of last year at the Bryant Lake Bowl, and they're going to do it at the Fringe Festival. Yeah. So again, if you are local or able to get here.
And it sold out at the Bryant Lake Bowl.
Yeah, it did.
That final night. Like, they're,
So if you are local or able to get here, this would be your chance to check out that show that we've all gushed over. This is the one that I'm just telling Jen on the ride over. There are three shows that I'm pimping very hard for the Fringe. Obviously mine.
Yeah.
Number two. To Kill a Minnesotan. We'll get to that in a minute. Uh-huh. But that one, obviously, because I'm in it. And then Caucasian Aggressive Pandas, because I saw it twice when it was during its original run, and it's fantastic, and everybody should see that show. So, like, that's when I'm, like, trying to get my parents to come up for that.
Because
I know they'll come to mine. They have to.
Because then you can get your parents to come to, like, a show that you're actually proud that your comedy company is doing.
I know, and I can, like, sit next to you and be like, it's all dick jokes.
See?
And then the other one, which is also a remount, is Bird of Seven Colors from Twin Cities Horror Festival last year, which is the dance show done by Aaron Shepherd with Aaron Kennedy as one of the performers.
Yep.
And Joe Bozick from Huge and Ferrari McSpeedy. You know, a million people who can do no wrong as performers are in that show. And it's gorgeous. I saw it two or three times at the Horror Festival and cried every time because I'm that guy. And that's another one that I can't wait to take people who will not know what they're in for to see this amazing show. So, but that's Fringe. So you can go see super hilarious, heavy, hilarious show about race. You can go see glorious, big, loud production of dance narrative. You can go see like 1905 through 1920 Prohibition era drama like I'm doing. You can go see a one-man show. You can go see fucking Bollywood. Like, those dances are dope.
You know,
like, oh my god. Like, so
many...
You
can go see Lloyd Brandt.
Fuck yeah. Like, I don't think Lloyd recognized me not covered in shit. Yeah.
I know, right? It was so weird.
I walk into the room with one of the actors in my show, Tabitha, and her husband, John, and we walk into the Rarig, and the first thing you see, of course, is the guy in the huge suit with the white face and all that. And I was like, it's a fucking mime. Oh, it's Lloyd. And they're like, of course
yeah,
you know
no.
that guy.
Yeah.
It's just like, of course you know him.
Femurite and I were looking, we're like, wait, is that Lloyd?
Of course that's Lloyd. That's Then you see the shoes and you know for sure.
Yeah, well, it was when he turned sideways and I got the good belly
silhouette. It's the glasses and the silhouette.
Yeah.
But when I'm like, Lloyd, what are you doing here? He goes, oh, the Fringe Festival preview. And I went, that's the most literal answer right now. I assume so. You're wearing white face. There are people are milling about outside of theater.
You got the grease paint.
And I was like, yeah. No, but what are you doing? He's like, oh, and then he hands me like a Fringe preview card. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I didn't know you were doing one. I'm like, great. I can't wait to see the preview. I'm like, when are you on? He goes, first. I'm like, better still.
Right.
My group's on third. I might dip. And I realized as I walked around, like, I don't think he had any clue who I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him afterwards, and it's like, really good preview. That was pretty spot on. Like, gave the feel, had the right jokes. I've seen some of the bits, but he adapted them well for the audience.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well done, man. Can't wait to see it. And he's like, oh, thank you very much. And I was like, you still have no idea who I am.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait until Fest to be like, by the way.
By the way, when I'm not covered in shit.
Hey, buddy. Liked your Fringe show.
Yeah. Yes. No. Well, and I love the introduction for him, too, because he was in the first Fringe Festival.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 23 or 33? 23 years ago, I think.
23.
Yeah.
93 was the first Fringe Festival.
And they said that was also the first application was his.
Oh, I missed the application.
That was
part.
When they first did it, the first application they got was Lloyd.
Oh.
And then he was in that first one.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah. They're like, this is the longest running recurring production company to do the Fringe, which is awesome. And like, I kind of leaned over to my coworkers. What are people that you're in a show with?
Castmates.
Yeah. I don't like stars. That's weird. But you know, castmates. Let's go with castmates. But I was just leaning over. I'm like, this guy's pure vaudeville. Watch this, and he just nailed it. I was just like, And then he got done. I'm like, how fucking great is that? You can chew it. You can just suck the marrow out of that performance. Oh. There's not a wasted second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're just like. Okay, weirdo, because I'm just like, yes. You know? And they're like,
look at the craft. Look at the craft.
Yeah. And I'm like,
oh my God.
You just don't understand. Yeah.
Your carny craft was showing.
Oh, for sure.
God.
What else did you like that you saw?
Oh my God. I loved Itch.
Can't wait.
Oh. So there's, what's the name of the group that does that?
Well, normally, when they do the Twin Cities Horror Festival, they're called Dangerous Productions. So they were producing under the other name they use.
Okay.
Which I can't remember
can't
the name
remember
of offhand.
Name of
I don't have my thing on me.
But their preview, they laid down a tarp.
As they always do, because they're always doing gory shit.
And it was just, like, it was a white, like, canvas tarp with a bunch of red on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, splatters. And it looked like paint, but sure, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of people just go out and stand on it. And then they had a song played. What? Which one was it?
I can't remember the title. This is driving me nuts because I was trying to think of what it was.
I know, right? I'm like,
But they just start playing Sinatra and you've got eight or nine people just kind of swaying.
Yeah.
Just staring at the audience,
just
looking
staring
around.
Staring at the audience.
So.
And then, you know, one of them just kind of scratches their face a little bit. And another one kind of scratches their arm. That same person, arm and leg. A couple of people at the same time just do a little itch. And they get... All of them except for one guy. The one guy is still just standing there, kind of swaying a little bit. And they all get more and more aggressive with their itching over the course of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Until they, like, itch themselves basically to death.
They're writhing on the floor. Like, you see the fingernail marks as they're scratching at themselves. Just going nuts. Screaming and wailing and writhing. And you almost don't notice it, but the guy works his way to the middle of all of them.
Yep.
But you're so compelled by what they're doing. You're so, like, I honestly
this one woman like
there.
Basically bent in half trying to get
was,
the itch
yeah,
in her
she's
back.
Great. Yeah.
Oh my God. So finally they're all just lying there and that guy's still just standing there, slightly swaying, kind of not even like really a grin, just kind of like a light,
mm-hmm. just that little hint.
Yeah. That
creepy that serial killer smile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's still standing there and swaying, and
the
music's still going.
Smile.
And he's standing there and swaying, and the music's going. And
the
then
music
suddenly,
hits like a crescendo.
Yeah, the music hits a crescendo, and then blood just starts dripping out of his mouth.
And all of a sudden, just
and down his white shirt.
And it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
And just blood and blood and blood. And finally, like, the music ends right at the 3 minutes, and he just goes and smiles. And you can see all his fucking red, gory teeth, and you're like, what the fuck?
Right?
It was.
Oh.
Those are the folks that I talked about last year that did that show where someone passed out.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they freaked out so much at the horror festival.
The whole thing,
Yeah.
That's the and this is the show they'll be doing at the horror festival again this fall. And I talked to Jay, who's in that show. And I was like, holy shit, dude, great preview. He's like, oh, thanks, man. I was like, some guy after their preview tapped me on the shoulder. He was like, okay, what's the deal with that Itch show? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, you went nuts as soon as they came on stage. Like, they walked out with the tarp, and you were like, oh, shit! Because I think I literally did say that, because I was super excited I got to see it. And he's like, what's that about? And I kind of said, well, here's what they do, and I described it briefly. And so that was that was like a very clever way of doing it. But like, trust me, their show is insane. Like the amount of practical effects you see on stage, I've never seen live before. It's amazing. It's very like, it's just something you have to see to understand.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, I'm putting that on my calendar. And I was like, cool. Yes. And I told Jay that, and he's like, yes. And I'll point out now too, because Jay told me this.
What you're saying is the preview served its purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
But Jay did mention, because I was like, this is the show you're doing at the TCHF too, right? And he goes, almost. They're going to tweak it. So if you see it here, you'll see a different show there. Nice. And I was like, oh, that's genius. So like, yeah, you could go see this show now at the Fringe, and then still come back to the Twin Cities Horror Festival and see something that will be, you know, just as gory and astounding, I'm sure.
Yep.
But slightly different. So that's pretty awesome and very smart on their part, I think. The one I want to point out that I dug, there's a one called Snow Country.
Yes.
Which was a play on Sun Country. Mm-hmm. It's a Minnesota airline, and it's kind of it played like they were sort of doing like a recruitment video. And so guy who was acting and kind of looked and sounded like Matt LeBlanc from like the Friends era comes out with his like, you know, pleated pants and his shirt and his little pilot hat. And he's like, hi, Snow Country Airlines. We'll get you to wherever you need to go and it'll be comfortable and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And then out walks like stewardess number one. And she's like, and we have this and this and these different luxuries. Out walks stewardess number two. And if you're worried about getting someplace, whatever, blah, 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 and she comes out. And then out comes stewardess number three, who's like the cranky one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, 458 planes went down last year. None of them were ours. You're just like, okay.
I wouldn't even call her cranky. She was intense.
And it was just like, she was into it. And like, and then, so you got like doofy, like Zapf Brannigan guy.
Yeah.
And then like, on message, technically saying things that are good, but they're really disturbing. And my favorite bit of that was like, you know, you want people to get you there safe and alive. How many emergency exits are there in a 747? And all four stewardesses hold up four fingers, and the pilot's like, with two. And they're talking, he's just like, yeah, with his little fingers out. And then they're talking and talking. He kind of looks over his shoulder and he looks at his fingers and he goes, puts his arm down and kind of keeps going. And then it also got super meta at the end, which again you can do it a preview, which I love, which is them going, by the way, we won't be wearing these outfits, we ordered really cute uniforms, they haven't arrived yet, thank you overseas shipping. And the guy goes, I will be wearing this hat, thank you one click Amazon. That is so good.
It was so fantastic. And
in 3 minutes, I went from never heard of this. What are this? Oh, I see what you're doing. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
And that's a really good dog. Yeah, and it was astounding.
I will add, stewardess number two was Shannon Custer.
Suddenly it's even better.
Yes.
Right?
So, you know, Shannon used to be one of my professors, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Way back in the day when she had a different last name, was a professor, an adjunct professor of theater.
Nice.
So, and I've gone on a road trip with her to Wisconsin. It was awesome.
Oh, very cool. She's doing two shows at TRP, at Theater in the Round. So I'm technically competing against her, although there's really no competition.
Whatever.
She's just going to win.
She's amazing.
Like,
No, she's amazing. But that was we went and saw a really cool show called I Am My Own Wife, about a guy who's transgender, but I guess it was 1940s. He was living in Berlin, and so it was kind of more just a crossdresser. But he was his own wife, and it's just hot, one man show, hour and a half straight, and it was insane and intense and wow.
Did you just say a transgender show is an hour and a half straight?
Right.
Nah.
You do what you can.
Okay.
It's acting,
but yeah. No.
Acting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then briefly, just because we should probably wrap this segment to keep moving. My show, To Kill a Minnesotan, we did our preview, which we did a scene between Carl, who is just kind of, we needed someone to bounce some lines off of in a single scene. So it's a throwaway character played by someone who plays a different character in the show for one scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then Will, the guy who plays my best friend throughout the show, just having a weird conversation in a diner that really doesn't have any plot meat to it, but dances around a lot of ideas that the show will then deal with. And so it's a really weird thing, because it gives you some of the tone of the show, but also gives you nothing, because a lot of our show is a what's going to happen, whodunit type thing.
Yeah.
And I was really happy to watch that from an audience, having only ever seen it from like standing behind them in a rehearsal, and being like, oh, that's what this shit looks like. This looks pretty good. All right. Cool. We're not fucking it up too bad.
Nice. Yay.
So, yeah, it was really exciting. It was a ton of fun to do, and the best Fringe preview for your show is the one that you don't have to be in.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? We got the credit for that. I got to sit there and go, and do
I'm totally
nothing.
In the show. Nice. I'm totally
it was
in the show.
Super dope.
With the band.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
On that note, we should wrap up on this. Jen, you want to pimp your dates or at least theaters if you know it?
Yeah, so I'm involved in two shows. The first one is, of course, Caucasian Aggressive Pandas and Other Mulatto Tales. You can do a search for pandas on fringefestival.org, and it will be the only result to come up.
Yay!
Yep, that one's playing at Theater in the Round. The first 100 people to come see our show will get a free panda button.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because pandas are adorable.
Oh, hell yeah. And this panda button is neat, too. It's like, it's the little logo we had from the previous thing with the panda
cute.
With the knife in the back. Yeah.
I want one. Awesome. I can't come, but I want one.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure. I'll see what I can do.
Lucky to those 100 people who get there right? first, because I will be jealous of you my entire life for having that button.
And then the other show is Disconnect, which is a show being put together by Wendy Bowlesby.
Mm-hmm. So amazing.
Yes. So, yes, there is dance involved. But a lot of it is basically kind of vignettes and other like smaller snippets of things based on communication. The whole premise of the show is that Wendy's in Texas,
mm-hmm.
and we're all up here.
Mm-hmm.
So how does communication affect a show and things like that?
Yeah.
So, I'm doing a dance piece for that, and I'm also doing a spoken wordish type thing with Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe. So, and that's going to be at the Barker's Dance Theater, which is a new venue for Fringe this year. It's directly across from the Rayrig Center. So.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's still in that nice little chunk of easy to get to.
Yeah, that's really nice. If you can get into that area, it's a lot easier to get the walking by traffic.
And both of my shows are there. Yep.
And speaking of those shows, my show's at the Southern Theater.
Oh, yay!
Which is directly across the street from Fringe Central this year, which
ought
to help as well. Mm-hmm. To Kill a Minnesotan at the Southern Theater, which is right next to the Town Hall Brewery across from the Republic, which is Fringe Central this year.
Yep.
First show's August 5th. You can go to the Fringe website and look it up and find it there. Let's take a quick break.
Oh, yeah.
Southern is a fantastic.
I fucking love that theater
God,
so hard.
It's gorgeous.
Let's take a break and we'll come back with our Fast Five and outro.
Okay.
Yay! Woo!
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Saul.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Radley. I wasn't expecting to be here still.
But
oh, my God.
Get more booze.
That's right.
Oh, God. Get the booze.
We're only going to use you for 10 more
tequila,
minutes.
I tequila, so I'm going to mix some Ecto-Cooler with that.
Oh, do it.
This is...
Ecto-Tequila?
Ecto-Tequila.
Ecto-Tequila.
Yeah. Fist bump.
Ecto-Tequila.
Because I'm not dry this month.
There you go.
Curse the French.
Hey, how about a Fast Five?
Fast Five.
And
we should
again,
note we're not doing the spam comment of the week.
No, that's dead. That may lead to hacking.
It may or may not. But
why not cut out one of the middlemen?
Yeah.
So
not on my server.
I'm still going through emails I found sometimes dating years back from.
I feel like there's
Gmail.
A couple of these that we might have done, but
we may have. But at this point,
so
it's been so
fucking
long.
Long ago, I don't remember what my answers were, and I'd be interested if anybody went back and.
Oh, someone.
Like,
yeah. Let me know if I'm wrong. I love that we're getting the pour of the Ecto-Tequila in the microphone. That'll get a pee popper.
Oh my God,
too.
That's like the perfect amount too. Well done. Okay, whoa! Don't get
the
mic wet.
The box, like I would have done. She was squeezing it out. The
her way's
like
way more
better
fun.
Than you.
Also, that looks really cool.
It really does. That's a pretty baller looking thing.
Yeah,
that looks very much like.
Oh,
I'm gonna walk away from my mic.
Is that a good?
Oh, you yes.
Can I try some?
Yes, you should try some of that. That is exactly like what I wanted to taste like.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
citrus and tequila do go well together.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that's pretty good.
No,
oh my God, that tastes
there's
like
two
candy,
more boxes.
And it's really dangerous. No, I can't have tequila. It makes me angry.
That's true.
There we go.
Throw me an Ecto-Cooler.
Yeah.
So, for the Fast Five, for those of you that might be new, the way the Fast Five works is we get a list of five questions, ideally from a listener. A or B choices, Coke or Pepsi type thing. And we answer them without any context, and then I open the second email from said listener, and we find out if we were correct in our assumptions or not. This one, because again, like I said, we're going through old ones that I've missed, and I'm not going to the oldest one. I'm skipping around a little bit just so we get some variety in who sent them. This one's coming from Tanya Trudslev? Trudslev? Which came to me on February 5th, 2013. So, sorry.
Also, we've been doing this since before then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's only about halfway through our
run. I know. That just... Yeah. That still kind of rocks me how long we've been doing this.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, question one. Black or white?
Black.
So I'm directing a show called Caucasian Aggressive Pandas and Other Mulatto Tales, and I really
you can't say both.
Choose, but I'm gonna go white.
Racist.
Fuck you, duck.
I'm going black.
I'm going with the keys on piano, so I'm going white.
Okay. I'm going like just in general, like all my T-shirts are black.
Yeah, like I like better in black clothes. Yep. It says you're clean.
I almost always prefer dark colors. Black being the darkest of colors is therefore the best color.
Well, unless you're talking about like the light spectrum, and then in case it's the absence of color.
Boom. Whoa, science.
Whoa. Sick. You question, gotta be more specific.
Question two: black or white? You may sense a pattern. Jenna says black.
I said black.
I'm going with the Oreo cookie. Is it the cookie or the cream? And I'm going with the cookie.
You just sold me on white because I prefer the cream.
Yeah, now I'm going to go with white.
Wow,
on this one.
All right. I hope one of these is that because that would be amazing. Question three, black or white?
So the theme here is I'm going to go with white.
I'm going to go black again. Because I can't go back.
Duh. No.
I'm going black. No reason. I'm going to say, we'll go, you know what, black, because of if you're going to go with the idea between light and dark, nighttime, daytime, I'm going to go black.
I'm sold, black.
Okay.
I'm just making a pattern.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't care.
I'm probably going to do the same thing. Question four, black or white?
With pattern, black.
I'm going to go white.
White.
I'm going with the background color on a computer screen that is less annoying to the eyes. Black.
Black. Okay. Now, I would agree with you there. I'm going to assume that's not the context for this particular question.
Well, you never know.
But question five, which is black or white, I'm going to say, is that context? And I'm saying black!
Oh, shit! Whoa! I am going with kitchen appliances, black or white, and I'm going to go with white.
Really?
Weird.
Who calls with white kitchen appliances if they have a choice between black and white?
Right? Assholes.
I'm going black. Yeah. Just because of that.
See, to keep with my pattern, I have to say white, but I disagree with you on your premise, sir.
Yeah, I choose, like,
you're
same thing for...
To, that we don't all have to agree.
No, to me it was a happy day when computers stopped being white or, like, mauve by default.
Yes.
Like, when they started being black, like, I was like, oh,
like,
my God.
Tan
they don't
color.
Show all the hand
Oh, my God.
Grease,
I know.
Like
okay, the computer labs black. As you go, like, through... And,
kitchen
like,
appliances is less of an issue for that, but...
But...
Yeah. My... A former coworker of mine, he was doing some renovation in his house, and he found in an old Italian restaurant a black porcelain toilet.
Whoa.
And he was like, this is mine now.
Yes.
And so
I would love a black
toilet. In his house.
Oh, see, black toilets, I will say, I find kind of creepy.
Because you can't tell how much poo's built up?
Well, that actually wasn't the reason. It was actually,
it
like...
is now.
Water level and stuff like that, and, like, it just... They feel sinister to me for some reason.
They do feel sinister. It's like an angry...
And I know you all...
Revenge
like,
of the Pooh.
...like sinister things. I do not like sinister things. Unless you're actually talking left-handed people, in which case I do enjoy left-handed people. But, black toilets freak me out a little bit. Right. Same with gold toilets, though. Like, anything that's not actually just, like, a white toilet kind of freaks me out.
Oh, funny. Oh, this is good. None of these are not excited the context I thought we'd get. I'm excited
now.
Think? Well, no, but I mean... No, but I assume we got at least a couple. Question one, black or white? Tastiest coffee?
Oh,
I think I was correct on black there. Black coffee.
No, I was
wrong. That's the only coffee I drink.
I was so wrong.
Is that just implying like latte, right?
I think it depends on the coffee.
Yeah.
We're obviously talking about
Truestone. Oh, what?
Truestone? Who are they? We might as well take a moment to do an ad.
Right? Yeah. Let's do this.
The best coffee ever.
Now,
in the Twin Cities.
If I were a feller who likes coffee and was like...
I'm just a gal who can't say no.
But I like coffee, but I don't...
I believe all of
house.
That, Salsa.
Yeah.
Who could solve that problem?
What you need is somebody who can deliver coffee directly to you.
But a variety of coffee, because I like change in
my
life.
I like more than one coffee.
And yes. I like different kinds of coffee, even not even just like roasts, but like different kinds and blends. Yes.
I like having options.
I can tell you that you could get coffee delivered to your house freshly roasted.
Really?
Ooh, wait, no.
Tell me more, magic wizard man. Who rubbed this lamp?
Not only that, you can get your coffee in bean form or in cold press form.
Ooh.
What?
Which is
what is cold press? Great. Please tell.
Cold press is ambrosia.
Indeed.
What they do is they seep. It's like 20 hours.
I think it's at least like a day.
Yeah.
50-degree water or something like that.
I don't remember.
Like he was telling people at
you described the process at Con, but I was very drunk.
Yeah, it's like over 20 hours.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Like 50
it does.
Degree water.
But it's one of those things where, like, either you do the effort to make it delicious, and they do. There is no or. There's either you do that or don't.
Don't.
Yeah. And they do.
One of the things about cold press that I like is that with a drip coffee, you get a lot of the oils out of the bean.
Yes.
And with the cold press, there's none of that acidity.
You don't get the oil slick on the
fantastic.
Top of the cup, for sure.
Yeah, it's just the bean juice.
So, all kidding aside, if you would like to taste some of the delicious coffee you hear us rave about, and this is one of those things where we are not just members, you know, like we're a client.
Yes.
We're not just paid to say this shit. We really fucking mean it.
We do. Yeah, this is the coffee I drink, and this is the coffee I pimp to people, like, and go, I don't even care if you use our promo code, use High Five Guys, use Fearless. I don't just get it. It's that good. And
what's our promo code again?
Our promo code, for instance, if you want to go to truestonecoffee.com and buy some coffee, have it delivered to your door, use the code apropos.
Apropos.
Some people say apropos.
But apropos.
But those people is
they're missing an entire S. Yes. Come on.
Rayleigh Lee and I went to a local diner in a little hole in the wall, you know, greasy spoon morning places.
I love those kind
and
of
things. And on the door, they had a sticker that said, "We serve True Stone Coffee."
Oh, you know you're in for treats.
I got True Stone Coffee, and I tipped him extra.
There you go.
And as I was way out, I said, "By the way, thank you for serving True Stone."
That was going to be my next question. Mm-hmm. Did you ask?
I did. I actually thanked them for using True Stone. And the most telling part was when I said, you know, thank you for using it. It's really good. The person working there behind the counter did that, like, oh my God, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, she was just
she's like, yeah, I'm thankful
yes.
too.
No, it is that goddamn good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if there's an easier product to pimp, I don't know what it is, because I fucking love this.
Well, if it is True Stone Coffee, then my answer is black.
Black.
I still need white. I need
that's
cream
fair. That's fine.
Sugar
that's fine.
Abominable amounts in my coffee. I know.
But,
and I mean, honestly, with the drip, I can see putting a little milk in there just to take the
I will say that
out.
There is bad coffee that almost requires doctoring.
Oh, God, yeah.
But then there's coffee that's good where even if you sometimes like cream or don't, like, some
see,
you know, if it's good enough coffee,
is,
you might
that's
not.
The thing is,
flavor
with through,
you like, that's fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But with creamer, I can still taste good coffee and bad coffee through
oh,
the
sure.
creamer.
But I mean, like,
yeah.
if coffee's
like,
exceptionally
I get, like,
bad, I might doctor it.
Yeah, like if I go to Denny's.
Okay, so for me, I drink coffee because if I drank as much Mountain Dew as I needed to get, you know, my caffeine kick in the morning, I'd be dead by now.
Or you'd just be peeing every 20 minutes.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
So
yeah.
Coffee, way better for me on the spectrum.
Sure.
And so, but I, yeah, need obscene amounts of sugar and cream in my coffee in the morning, but it still tastes so good when it's good coffee.
It's so good.
And you're just like, oh, this is warm and happiness.
So thank you for unwittingly, precognitively, leading us into our ad.
How many
for,
months ago?
Years, you mean.
Yeah,
this
years,
is 2013.
Years, I misspoke.
Question two, preferred side in chess? Black, just because I like black better.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant, but I like black.
I like black because human combat chess, if I'm going to dress up, I'm dressing in black.
Yeah.
Don't ever put a chick in whites for that shit. Are you kidding me? Oh my God, that's awful.
Weren't you in whites this last time?
I was. That was the part that was offered, and that is the part that I accepted.
Parts is parts.
Yes.
But if they were like, so we want to give you a part, but we can't decide if we should have you on the white team or the black team, it would be the black team.
Yep.
White goes
yeah, give them the druthers.
Chess, right?
Yes.
It does.
Okay, then white.
Yep. Oh, see, I prefer to counterpunch. I would always rather go second and be able to calculate.
Yeah,
I hate going first.
I honestly don't care. So,
I tend to start aggressively and then get defensive because I like to I like to poke and prod and see what they're going to do.
You draw out information that way.
And then let them do it.
And my chest that I have at home is...
But because I've got one move up on them, I can react to them.
Yeah. My chest that at home is clear and then frosted glass.
Oh.
I don't actually have a black. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, it's...
Your set's really pretty.
Technically irrelevant, so it's right.
I mean, it's not in that one team goes first.
Yeah, you know.
And that can have...
But I mean, as far as, like, to me, it's an aesthetic choice.
Whether you
choice.
Go first or second can alter your strategy dramatically.
I'm not good enough to have that be an issue. Oh. I suck anyway. I can still beat the boy, and that's all that matters.
There you go.
You can beat up on it.
Oh, my God. My dad used to play chess with me until the one day I beat him, and then he stopped.
Oh, no.
So don't be that asshole.
No, never. My theory is, like, if you're going to win, you have to earn it. And then when you do, you know, fuck yeah, I rule at this. And then I'm also going to teach you how not to be a sore loser by not quitting.
Mm-hmm.
Question three, black or white, tastiest / least disgusting pudding. So that's suet pudding versus black pudding? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I would assume if it's disgusting, that made me think black pudding.
Well, some people, I guess, don't like pudding, but...
True.
I love chocolate pudding.
Okay, well, let's do both then. Okay, so chocolate versus vanilla?
Chocolate versus vanilla?
Chocolate. I kind of think I go vanilla.
Yeah. Chocolate.
I like only chocolate vanilla if you can put, like, berries and stuff in it. Then it's amazing.
No, I
like vanilla.
I don't mind
vanilla. No.
Actually,
I like tapioca. I don't like the
texture. For chocolate, I like the s'mores Jell-O pudding cups. Those are pretty dope.
I like the fudge.
Yeah.
Cups.
Yep. Right. That's where I'm at. Although I'm
a vanilla person.
And if we're talking,
here's the thing. I can't get the pudding cups because dairy.
Mm.
But pardon me.
You're just dying.
A little
what
bit.
What happened?
I've had this cold for a few weeks.
I know, but like in the last 10 minutes, it's like I think we might lose Jenna by the end of this. Good thing Raiderly's here.
Yeah.
consumption.
I do. Consumption I need to consume
ecto-cooler.
More. Yeah.
Taken
it
over
was the
tequila. Oh my god!
Oh no!
I'm not coughing.
No, but
no, she's susceptible. You're not.
Yeah.
That
you've built up a. You've spent a lifetime building up an immunity to ectoquila.
As I should have.
Anyway, so I can't have regular dairy pudding, but the non-dairy pudding, non-dairy chocolate pudding that they have the Wedge Co-op is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, it's the only non-dairy thing that I've had that actually tastes like dairy.
Interesting.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's take the other side of this then. What if it is blood pudding versus suet pudding?
Blood pudding.
Probably.
I feel like I'm
on
blood pudding too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my grandma always made suet pudding, and I just never.
No,
I just never got on board.
I don't like fat like that.
I don't either. I think I might. There was a sweet spot when I was younger where I might have. However, I was also young enough to think that was gross because I knew what suet was.
Yeah, well.
Because we had suet bird feeders. And I was like, why would I want to put that in a pudding?
Yeah.
Except at that age, I might have actually appreciated the fattiness if it were not for the name. So, like, had I not known what that word meant, I might have eaten it and then liked it.
Yeah.
But then by the time I was old enough to go, I would try that. I'm also, I don't like really fatty bacon anymore either.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like, I can't. I'll do it on a steak because steak. But, like, it's a weird, I don't know. It's weird. Mm. Question four. Which is the more annoying Jack? Jack Black, Jack White.
Oh, Jack White.
Jack White.
Yeah, I'm going to go White.
I think I am too, as much as I really do like some of the music.
Right?
Oh, yeah, no. The
and
music
Jack
is...
Black is pretty grating sometimes.
Okay, yes. But I feel like he has more redeeming qualities, like, outside of
he just seems really
his...
huggable.
Yeah.
And I feel like that lets me forgive a lot.
I would not mind being, like, at a party with Jack Black. Like, even if he's, like, slightly annoying and maybe a little tipsy, like, annoying Jack Black. But, like, he's still, like, less annoying than, like, spending a party with Jack White. Because that feels, I don't know, a little annoying.
He seems pretentious, where Jack Black just seems like he might be trying really hard to entertain you.
Yeah.
And that's forgivable. We all know what that's like.
And I feel like Jack Black would, like, listen to me. If I was, like, talking with him, even if he didn't necessarily have interest in what I was saying, I feel like he'd listen to me, at least.
You do have, like, School of Rock Jack Black.
Which is, I like that movie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's when he's being
Tropic Thunder, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. But those are the movies where he's being a little bit more insane, silly, crazy. And then you've got, I don't remember.
Oh, I was doing those as examples where he's not.
Well, I'd
say like High Fidelity, where he's actually dialed
it
back.
I don't remember the name of the movie, but it's one of these like romances where they swap houses.
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know that one.
Oh, crap. It's got Cameron Diaz in it, and it has...
Why can't I think of the babe? Like really good in that.
Yeah, he does. He plays one of the romantic leads.
He is actually a good actor. I think he gets the parts that... Because they're like, you're shameless. You'll do whatever. D. Yeah, you'll go bonkers. So it's that Weird Al video for Tacky.
Yeah.
Like, of course they picked him to come out and dance like a moron wearing a Yo Gabba Gabba suit, because... He will.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? And that's the thing. It's like there's that willingness to do yes and any situation is what got him where he is, but it's also what can be kind of wearying about him, I think. You know?
Matt, are you listening to yourself?
Oh, I'm well aware. But to be fair, I honestly think I yes and less than people assume, because there are plenty of performers I look at that I go, I could never do that. Mm. Like, I watch people just jump out and just sing a song or try a joke or try a silly voice and do all those things. And I'm like, I'm too self-conscious to do half of these things.
But if you were put in that situation, do you think you'd just go for it?
I often am, and I don't.
Okay.
That's why I play myself in everything. Yeah. Because doing a silly accent and character, people might think you're dumb and think it's stupid. And then you have to acknowledge that you tried and failed, and that's really scary.
It is.
So I tend to sound like me. You know, which is the thing I got busted on the entire time I was getting trained in improv, is that, like, you come out as the laid-back, sarcastic guy. We all know you're the laid-back, sarcastic guy. Yes, you're funny. Uh-huh. Now do something else.
Do something else.
You know, and it was just like, but that's scary. And so, like, I'm on that spectrum, but I actually respect the folks that can go way past, but then ultra-respect the folks that can go way past and then find what works and then dial back to exactly what they need.
Yeah.
That's the ideal, you know, and that's tough.
One argues that's also why a lot of people, that's why directors are around.
Oh, for sure.
Tell you where that where that thing goes. So, like, that self, like, that wall isn't necessarily there as an actor. You don't necessarily need.
Yeah, because you shouldn't self-censor. You should have someone else tell you, I need that at a 7 or at a 10, or I need you to bring it up to a 7 or at a 4.
Yeah.
You know, and that's we were talking about this, talking about all the Fringe shows and stuff, you know, when we were sitting around after the previews last night, is that, like, all of us have had at least one directing experience, I think, in my group, or worked with enough directors. And, like, the thing that you think you would want, which is this total artistic freedom as an actor, is the worst.
No, you
what you need is someone to make definite requirements, demands, and instructions without telling you exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
Because without feedback, you're lost.
Yeah,
and the second you have something to grab onto, you can start working.
Yeah. You need someone to be like, so what about this? Or why that choice? Or, like, having you walk through it and talk through it and, like, rationalize why you're doing things. Or someone just to pull the plug and say, you know what, that's not working.
And for sure. And be like,
being able to
I see
be
what
like,
you did there. Good thought, but no, we don't need
thanks.
It.
Cool.
Yeah.
Or, you know, being like, yeah, I like that idea. Cool, let's run with it. I realized the day, like, I was auditioning for something, and I knew what I wanted to do, but I couldn't get myself to do it. But I knew exactly how I could get someone else to do it. I was like, I'm more of a director than an actor. I mean, I knew this about myself, but I know what I need to say to actually get someone to do this, but I can't get myself to do it. Like, there's that weird disconnect, and...
Yeah.
That's a great song. Don't play it in Ireland. They'll kill you.
And finally, Weissbier or Schwarzbier?
Oh.
Nine?
Right? Like.
Weissbier can be just too.
I like both.
Rainy,
but I think I gotta go Schwarzbier.
Nine.
Gun to your head, though.
Got into my head?
No, if you have a gun to your head, you gotta pick one.
I thought you said got into my head.
You have to drink a beer, or we shoot you. Which of these would you prefer?
Vice.
Take the bullet.
Vice, that makes sense.
Seriously?
Schwartz, I would think.
She would have her turned into Shannon.
Which one was darker?
Could I have it as a Rodler?
Okay, then yeah, probably like that.
Because, you know, that's...
Actually, I'm sold Weissbier, because you can make Rodler.
Yeah, fair enough.
And Rodler. I actually have had Rodler and find it tasty, so...
Yeah, those are fun. All right, thank you, Tanya. Hope you still listen. Maybe you do.
Right. Oh,
we'll
God.
Find out.
Right?
Drop us a message
months
on the...
ago, she was like, they're never going to get to mine.
Drop us a message on the Facebook and let us know if you still listen. That'd be dope. Because now we'll actually have episodes and shit. So, on that note, we should get the hell out of here for the week.
Yay, the grand return!
We did it, basically.
Yeah, victory!
So theoretically things will go back to as normal as they get around here. So, thanks again for listening, everybody. We will be posting as we start releasing stuff back on the website. I'll post on Facebook to let you know. I'll double check that everything still works with iTunes. That may take a little bit longer. I don't know. I'll have to see how that all shakes out. But we'll be back to normal soon. We're on our way towards normal-ish.
Yay. For us.
So thank you for those of you that stuck around and put up with us. And if you have friends that have listened and were like, I don't know what happened to that, let them know we're back. That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on that note, let's get the fuck out of here. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for stopping in, Raiderly.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for the tequila.
Yeah. Yes. Have a good night, everybody, and eat the fucking cake.
And drink the fucking True Stone.
Go, Eddie.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, my beer and I would like to remind you to support the incomparable Brandon Muffuckin' Patton, whom you can find at BrandonPatton.com. He's been kind enough to donate all the music you've heard so far tonight. You may also find him on tour with MC Frontalot, whom you can find at Frontalot.com. Lastly, if you'd like to support the show directly, please leave us a review or rating on iTunes, and you can even donate money through PayPal on our website, AONPodcast.com. Talking and testing the microphone.
Microphone.
Also testing this microphone.
Microphone.